understand me now. Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Good morning. It's November 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And the music you were listening to this morning was Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by The Animals. Today's title is Misunderstood. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, with integrity and godly sincerity. 2 Corinthians 1:12. One of the unintended consequences of being in my mid-60s writing this is the songs that keep running through my head are often from, well, the mid-60s. Fifth grade is about when we start listening to the radio, and by eighth grade, or 1969 for me, we knew every word to every top 40 song. Today, if asked the name of any song or the one-hit wonder that recorded it, I guarantee you I will draw a blank. But start singing the first 3 to 4 words in tune, and I'll finish the whole song for you. That happened this morning with a song recorded by The Animals in 1965, which I heard driving to the hospital. It's called Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never meant to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share, and that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby. Don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself, Lord, regretting some foolish thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. All of us have experienced being misunderstood. We say or do something at which someone, often a loved one, takes offense. We know our own motivations. We know no harm was intended. We may know full well that we were speaking or acting out of stress, totally unrelated to the person with whom we are speaking. But we have to remember, in fact, we have to assume, that others are making their own assumptions about our motives. The problems arise quickly, because knowing in our hearts that we are innocent with respect to intent, we typically get defensive. While the image might be too graphic, humans react just like cornered animals when they get defensive. They lash out. Pretty soon, we're in a flat spin just like Maverick and Goose in Top Gun. It becomes unrecoverable, and a crash is inevitable. Note, in recent years, this has clearly become the norm in U.S. political discourse. If instead you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, will obviate this sort of problem. Why? Because peace, gentleness, kindness, and self-control are 4 of the characteristics by which you are known, correct? When you're being misunderstood, self-control is key. Utilizing self-control effectively, you won't become defensive, and you won't lash out. In fact, stop talking and listen to the one who feels hurt by your words or actions, James 1:19, Proverbs 18:2. Then gently, after some thought, slowly explain your intent and voice your understanding of how you might have stated whatever you said more clearly. Proverbs 15:1, Proverbs 29:20. In the words of Winnie the Pooh, if the person with whom you are speaking appears not to be listening, be patient. It may be that they simply have a small piece of fluff in their ears. Or more likely, the fluff's in your ear. Father God, help us remember that listening is of far more importance in a conversation than trying to make our own point. We may well be misunderstood because of a false assumption by the one with whom we're speaking, but it is our responsibility to clear that up gently, lovingly, kindly, thoughtfully, and slowly, just as much as it is for all of us to avoid assuming motives in the first place. Amen.
Joy that's hard to hide. And so- Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
We'll see you tomorrow.